Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, if you've ever caught the flu, you know how awful it makes you feel. And you hear about things like Tamiflu. But sometimes you're not sure. You start the sniffles. You start to feel that sore throat. You kind of know how it goes. Do you have a cold or the flu? Do the over-the-counters work? Does airborne work? How can you prevent and possibly treat colds and flu? My guest today is Dr. Doug Harley. He's an osteopathic doctor and associate program director for the Family Medicine Residency Program, having trouble speaking, and vice chief of medical staff for Cleveland Clinic Akron General. Welcome to the show, Dr. Harley. So cold and flu, first start by describing the differences, because people are like, oh, I've got the flu, when really, you know, they don't, or they go for an antibiotic when they've got a cold. So it's a little confusing sometimes.
Absolutely. And I think that's the biggest misconception, is always everybody's trying to figure out whether they have the cold or the flu. I think there's really two big pieces that can separate the two that are really the things that you want to look out for. Temperature is one of them. So, you know, having a thermometer at home, whether it's the one you go in your ear, the one on your forehead, those work perfectly to be able to tell whether or not you have a fever. Back of your mom's hand, not really the best way to check to see if you have a fever. So try to have a thermometer at home. Flu typically is going to have a fever. Anything above 101 is typically, we're looking more flu than we are a cold, because a cold's really not going to cause a high fever. The other one are the, what do we call myalgias. Those are kind of the muscle aches and pains. And if you've ever had the flu, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That's where just even the blanket, while you're trying to lay on the couch and get some rest, hurts, because it's just laying on the skin. Those are those myalgias that you get, just that achiness all over that just makes you hurt like crazy. That's really going to be the flu. So those really are the two big things that separate a cold, common cold, from the flu. So if you have either the high temp or the muscle aches, you're probably dealing with the flu. And the big thing I can recommend at that point is get into your doctor quickly, because that's when we can maybe have a little bit of influence on it with things like Tamiflu to help shorten the duration of the flu. Now, you brought up perfectly, Melanie, as far as the antibiotics. Both the cold and the flu are both viruses. Antibiotics won't do a thing against a virus. So asking your doctor for an antibiotic is not really going to make much of a difference in the treatment course at all, with getting you feeling better. And in fact, it may actually make things worse, because it can make those bacteria, if there are any down the road, more resistant to the antibiotic, and that can cause this problems.
And we all know people, don't we, who just insist on an antibiotic right away.
Absolutely.
And you're like, come on, you don't really need that. And it happens all the time. And so now, Dr. Harley, if people are also confused, you know, they know what a cold is, and you've explained so well what the flu is, but then they start to throw up and they think, oh, I've got the flu, when really, two totally different things. The stomach flu, as it's called, and influenza virus are two completely different things, yes?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So the influenza virus, which is what we're, you know, vaccinating now for, is different than what everybody says the stomach flu. It's really not a flu, but it, you know, the other official name is gastroenteritis, is what we call the stomach flu, and it's really where you start to get that nauseousness and the vomiting and the diarrhea, and that makes you feel pretty bad as well. So, I mean, that's not a fun virus to get either, but again, in that case, that's a virus as well. So there's a lot of viruses out there that have lots of different ways to get at us and cause our bodies to just not feel very good.
Well, that's true. Yeah, no, yep. I mean, you got to sometimes clear that up, because people don't always know. So now let's talk about cold. We're going to get to the vaccines for the flu in just a minute, but I would like to talk about some of the treatments for a cold. People look at all these things over the counter. I mean, it's a long, long line at Walgreens of things that you can look at and take.
It can be a little mind-blowing trying to decide.
It's a little mind-blowing. And some of them now, the ones with pseudoephedrine and things, are now you have to ask the pharmacist for. But when you're looking at, you can't breathe out of your nose, and people go to Afrin and these things that can actually make the situation worse. Yes?
Absolutely. So
talk about some of these things.
Yeah, so no, perfect thing to bring up. So yeah, a lot of times with cold and flu, it's really trying to treat the symptoms. So if you have a stuffy nose, trying to do a decongestant. And you brought up a perfect example of Afrin. And Afrin's one of those kind of interesting medications, in terms of Afrin does work great as far as decongesting the nose. But the problem with Afrin is if you use it really for more than 3 days, it can actually reverse and cause worsening of symptoms. So really with things like Afrin, we recommend using it for 2 or 3 days, taking a couple day break, and then going back to using the Afrin again. Otherwise, you're actually going to make things worse than better. And then I think the biggest thing is, even when you're looking at medicines, trying to figure out what to do, have that conversation with your primary doc. Because really, the one thing we don't want you to do is mix some of those over-the-counter medications with some of your chronic medications that you're on for diabetes or hypertension or things like that, because they can interfere and actually make things worse. So just saying, quick conversation with your doctor, hey, I have this cold, I want to take a little Sudafed. Is that okay? Will that mix with my medications? That's certainly one way. And even your pharmacist will be able to tell you that way, too. If you're going to your local pharmacist, you bring up the Sudafed or ask for it behind the counter, will this mix okay with my meds? They can have that good, candid conversation with you so that we're not causing more issues than actual benefit.
Well, I think that's a great point. And our pharmacists are, I call my pharmacist all the time, love my little Walgreens pharmacist, and they're there 24 hours a day. So that's totally awesome. Okay, so we've gone over some of those over-the-counter medications, things you can do. And when do you call the doctor? When you've got, I mean, so you said if you get the flu and you've got these chills and fever and all these things, call your doctor because you might get the Tamiflu early enough that it can help reduce some of the time and severity. But is there a time when you worry people? This is a myth, Dr. Harley, about the that you're going to bust up here. Is if you're sneezing green or you're coughing up green phlegm, does that mean it's an infection and it's gone to bacteria and now you've got pneumonia or something?
Absolutely. It comes up all the time. It's actually interesting. The body does a great job of fighting off infections all on its own, and sometimes it just needs a little help to do that. And that's even just the rest and fluids, that kind of stuff to help. But yeah, the green snot, if we want to call it that.
Loving that.
You know, that's really just the body's reaction to the virus infection, and that's actually a little bit of dead cells that are in there that kind of give it that greenish tint, and that's really what you're getting. It's not that now you, oh my goodness, I have a bacterial infection, I need an antibiotic. That's just the body's natural way of clearing. But I think there's certainly, yeah, a lot of things that we can do. I can't stress enough hand hygiene, particularly when you're talking about fluids coming out of the mouth or the nose. You know, if you blow your nose, for goodness sakes, please wash your hands, because unfortunately, if you don't, you go to the grocery store, touch that shopping cart, something like that, you're spreading that virus to everybody else. And that's unfortunately how the flu gets around or the colds get around, is somebody didn't wash their hands after they've blown their nose or coughed into their hands or something like that. That's a great way to spread those viruses around.
What about some of the alternatives? We only have less than a minute left, but neti pots to give your, you know, shower for your nasals and sinuses,
yep.
Airborne, you know, a lot of extra vitamin C. Do you believe in any of those things?
Well, see, the bad part with vitamin C, sometimes, unfortunately, if you take too much of that, it's not going to hurt you, but you end up peeing out a lot of it, so it really doesn't do a whole lot. And the neti pots, you got to watch, because you got to really make sure what you're using in those as far as your water. Because if you're using straight tap water in those, there is the risk for an infection. You can actually get meningitis from using a neti pot if you're using it wrong and not keeping it clean. So there is definitely some risk. But going back to your original question of, you know, getting into your doctor quickly, certainly, you know, we can use things like Tamiflu to help reduce the length of the timeline that you're out of the office, because, you know, Tamiflu really shortens the duration about a day.
And that's, you only have about 10 seconds, Doc.
Uh-huh. Not a problem. So the big thing is get your flu shot. I think that's the biggest thing for prevention, to try to help and keep those hands nicely washed and don't sneeze and cough on people.
That's great advice. I love that, Dr. Doug Harley. And such good information, really, really. And we don't want to get sick, so wash your hands, get your flu shot. Great advice. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.